such a beautiful light. Oh, walk away, the dew drops of mercy are bright. Oh, shine on around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Let's praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Bonomo. Well, church, can we open our Bibles to Revelation 4, 2 Peter 1, and Revelation 22. Now we're ready for church. You ready for the word? Well, amen. Revelation 4. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show three things which must be hereafter. May I say something right here? In Coronationville, Johannesburg, December 1980, this was the title of my message, Come Up Hither, when I turned the cloud and the Holy Spirit poured out and brought that inspiration back to New York, January 1981. Thought I might drop that off to you. And immediately, verse 2, I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set up in heaven, and one sat on the throne. He that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne, now here we go, proceeded lightnings, thunderings, voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Okay, in 2 Peter 1, verse 3. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Pardon me. Whereby given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Besides this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Excuse me. Revelation 22, verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and the morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. May the Lord have a blessing to read him his word. If you want to remember, Brother Brian Cutts, he's home. I believe he's watching today's message. And also, if you can remember Brother Robledo, he's going to preach tonight in about 6 hours at around 6 o'clock, I guess he'd be starting, and over there. And also Brother Robledo tonight, you're going to preach. Let us have a word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for giving me the strength and the fortitude, Lord, to come in here, Lord, and talk to your lambs. Father, I don't want them to miss it. I don't want the season to start today like it did December 26, 1965. And this is starting now, the closing down of the second and the beginning of the third. I don't want anyone to miss it. So I took out about 35, 40 minutes with comments. But I pray, dear God, now that everybody in here be alive, understanding, their hearts open to hear the word of the Lord. Almighty God, may you visit Brother Brian Cutts and may you totally, completely heal him, Father. Amen. And may you be with your servant, Brother Robledo, tonight as he preaches his first message in the convention. And may you pour out the Holy Spirit upon him. Now, Father, strengthen my body and my throat, Lord God. Let me be able to deliver this message sitting down at the desk. May the Holy Spirit drop down and quicken your word to the people, Lord. Almighty God, may the Holy Spirit go out. And those that are standing in need of praying here, not feeling well, may the Holy Spirit just touch them. And may you pour out the baptism of the Holy Ghost in fire. Lord, may we have a mighty outpouring at the conclusion or throughout, Lord God, may you pour out your Holy Spirit. Now, Father, bless your word, the reading of it, to the hearts of the people. We'll be careful to give you all the praise, honor, and glory, for we ask it in Jesus' name and his sake. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Well, everybody feeling fine? Everybody feeling fine? After being corrected? Still feeling fine? Sound like you ready for the word? Sound like you ready for that angel of the Lord to put his hand in there with some fire and pull that newborn baby out of there? Amen. Sound like you're ready for your lick of fire to be added to the pyramid. Amen. You may be seated. Brother Norman, for the tape. Now, this is very hard to do this, what I'm doing here now, because this is a message that I would love to preach standing up. But if I came in here healed today, I couldn't preach this message. No, I'd be running all over the place there. So I couldn't be able to say stand still. The manifestation of the seven lived voices. You probably heard me mention this to you back and forth because he gave it to me in the beginning of the year. My subject, listen very carefully now, the reflection of the seven spirits of Elohim. Listen, as seven living voices in the Omega Brian. Got it? Amen. My inspiration is the reflection, is the perfection. When you begin to see it reflect, that is the perfection. February 28, 2004, around 5 a.m. in the morning, inspiration struck my heart laying there. I was hoping to be healed because I wanted to dedicate the open Bible up on the wall there. And I said, Lord, if I could just be healed today, I can, you know. And then he spoke to me. Seven live voices. So I sat up. So then I waited. Then he spoke again. The manifestation of the seven live voices. I thought, is this a message to start the third phase? in the Greek lexicon, because my brother Carlos Moreno sent me this in the spring, and I incorporated it in the message here as a foundation for what I wanted to say. This is the definition of logos according to the Enhanced Strong's Lexicon. You preachers and students, you find it in 3,056 logos. Now, and then it speaks about it being word, saying, account, speech, word Christ, or thing. So if I want to take it as a speech, of speech, 1a, a word uttered by a living voice embodies a conception or idea, such as John wrote, in the beginning was the word that embodied God, Elohim, Logos. Huh? So he said he had the best thing for it. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We are back to the Bible. Amen. A word uttered by a living voice embodies a conceptual idea. Speech of part 1b, where someone has said, one, a word, two, the saying of God, three, decree, mandate, or order. So you must be living to say these things. Four, of the moral precepts given by God. Five, Old Testament prophecy given by the prophets. Six, what is declared, a thought, declaration, aphorism, a weighty saying, a dictum, a maxim. So I give you that explanation so you know what I'm talking about here. Okay, so now, as in the Greek, a living voice must speak the logos. It says the logos is a word uttered by a living voice. And the sayings of God. So said there, Old Testament prophecy given by the prophets. Well, what about the seven messages from the seven church angels? Would that be living also? How we thank God for the seven live voices of the seven church ages. The seven church age messengers, Paul, Ephesus, Irenaeus, Smyrna, Martin, Pergamos, Columba, Thyatira, Luther, Sardis, Wesley, Philadelphia, Malachi 4, Laodicea. Malachi 4, St. Luke 17, 30, Revelation 10, 1 through 7. Malachi 4 lived and manifested all seven live voices. Number one, he restored back to faith. Number two, he introduced Messiah, revealing the Son of Man. Number three, he revealed all the mysteries of God, written hidden. He revealed all of it. As I read to you in the beginning, 1962, the spoken word is original seed, that the Bible had to be finished when Elijah would come on the scene. So the sixth angel would have to open up six seals. And then Elijah would come and reveal Messiah. Amen. Revelation 10, 3 and 4, you may be seated. Seven thunders sealed up the hidden mysteries of the entire Bible. The bride was promised in the last days, there will come a flying eagle to reveal the mysteries of what God had sealed in the Word. Revelation 10:7, the six seals and all the loose ends, the mystery of God should be finished. And on a guide, I've been reading this many times this summer, past summer, excuse me, the night of the Statue of a Perfect Man, October 1462, page 35, paragraph 35, and the Holy Spirit always speaks of the Word. He won't speak of any foolishness now. He's not going to tell you about some interpretation. He's going to speak the Word, what it says there. And all the Word needs is not man to try to figure it out, but it needs revelation. Now, many in the message know the message and the prophet by association. But I don't. I know by revelation. Because I wasn't privileged to be associated. Who do you say this is? Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit always speaks of the Word. I got many things to tell you. You cannot understand it now. But when He comes, He'll guide you to it. Isn't it wonderful to know that in 1974, He came and guided you to this? Brother Coleman, was that the Spirit of Truth? Sure was. Oh, how can I tell? Well, just read Revelation 10, 8 through 11. It says, honey, which represents the seventh age. That's the reason the coming of the seals. Now, here it is. Now, watch. At the finishing of the seventh seal, the mystery of God should be finished to know who God is, what He is, and how He lives, His nature, His being. You're supposed to be all the way up here by that time. He's pointing to Statue of a Perfect Man. Up here, bodily kindness. When this seal, seventh seal, finishes, you should be way up here. Now, there was the opening of the seventh seal, 1963. I've been through it, right? And all the way around through 63. And warning and judgment, he said in, I think, July 63. He said, we're way up here at the top where the seven seals has been perfectly revealed. And only waiting now, right at last, for the seven last mysteries on the coming of the Lord. But he finished the seven seals. And the seventh seal, that was also open and revealed. And what was the revelation in that? In there was, he looked under there, and it was threefold manner. It was banging seven times seven thunders. And then he said, here's the tent. And he slid the tent in there, the tent vision. And he slid the seven thunders from Revelation 10 and put it on Revelation 8:1. So there was perfectly revealed, but it was a secret. He said that he'll come right at last on the coming of the Lord, and the seven thunders was connected to the coming of the Lord. So you mean, Brother Coleman, that on a rapture tape, the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout? Okay, at the finishing, now we had the opening in March 63, and we waited and come around, and then I happened to look the other day in Shreveport, saw in there a message from Shreveport in 63, and Brother Bram said, I was warning to preach on the hidden mysteries, and I was blown away. He said it right there, but I forgot it was a wedding. And I didn't have time to study out the scriptures. So he waited. And I believe on the unveiling of God. Come to the unveiling of the mighty God. Amen. That's when it began. Because every mystery would be revealed in that Elijah. Inside. That's amen. So Brother Coleman, could that be the... the beginning on June 1464 of the finishing of the seventh seal, sure. Because the seventh seal had under there seven thunders. And that had to open the hidden mysteries. At the finishing. So therefore, we couldn't really know the mystery of God until we had a revelation of them hidden mysteries. Right? Well. Then we can know who God is, what he is, how he lives, his nature, his being. He's supposed to be all the way up there by that time and bring us into the full stature of sons and daughters of God, a church that's washed in the blood of Christ, that's bought without money, is paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. Do you feel that you're up here today? Amen. So now we, to know who God is, what he is and how he lives, his being, his nature. You're supposed to be way up there at that time and bring us into the full stature of sons and daughters of God. Well, how do we get up here, Brother Coleman? By an Elohim revelation from September 20, 1981. And now we know who God is. We know who we are. We know who Satan is. At the finishing, which starts with the Elohim revelation of before the beginning, in the beginning, and from the beginning. How's it going over here in New York? I don't know. Nothing. Sitting there dead. What I'm saying right here would explode in Europe, Africa, around the world. And you just sitting there. Well, I ain't going to bother with us. I'm going to go ahead and get this message out and send it overseas. We cannot know God's mystery of himself, of who he is, until the finishing of the seventh seal. So the hidden mysteries, when revealed, opens the word. As we have just stated, part of the mysteries was sealed with six seals, Revelation 10:7. But he had another part that was sealed under the seventh seal with seven thunders, which was some mystery of himself that was already in the word, but sealed by seven thunders, Revelation 10, verse 3 and 4. And those hidden mysteries would be the bride's wedding garment. Now you're in the Word now. But when the Son of Man himself would come and reveal seven thunders, reveal the mystery, you may be seated, of what was written in the Word. Now watch, after he had already revealed six seals. He already revealed six seals. March. Then the seventh seal, Son of Man, he's the seventh seal, which has seven thunders, would be revealed to the bride. And seven thunders would be a revelation of what's sealed in the Word, a seven-course meal for the eagles. Amen. Okay, let's prove this out. Proving his word, 1964, page 26. Don't you see in the shadows? Stop here a minute. In the last days, there's got to be a place prepared for the word to be made manifest, which was Malachi 4. Malachi 4 prophesied way back in 53, I believe it was. There's something about New York City, a place that is prepared for the word to be made manifest. And some other places. Hallelujah. And we are now living, maybe seated, by the evidence of the new land. Amen. The Son of Man. So you mean the Son of Man is the new land, the Holy Spirit? Yes, and word form. For 39 years. Word form. Preach the promises. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. not real to me in experience yet, but praise God is mine. Hallelujah. Glory to God, amen. So you mean the Son of Man is the Word? Promises? Yes. And the Son of Man promised he himself would amorphe himself and come back as a seven spirits of Elohim. The Son of Man himself, other word, Elohim, was veiling the prophet, revealing word, which is the promised land and the form of promises. And then way around and 39 years later, he would send down the seven spirits, Elohim, to confirm the word, which is the Holy Spirit. And the word promises would turn into light. Word made flesh. Amen. Glory. Amen. Amen, Pennsylvania. Amen, Pennsylvania. Okay. You may be seated. Page 52. Glory. I need to wake it up now. Page 52. You may be seated. You believe we're living in the last days when the Son of Man was to be manifested. Now watch, that would be all the word that's gathered up through Luther, Wesley, Baptist, and all that, and the Pentecostals. Now watch what he does. All the six seals, loose ends, he scoops it into himself, the seventh seal. Now watch, scoops it all up, all gathered up to the revelation of what it's all been. That's the prophet's message. To reveal the Son of Man. The seventh angel, watch, was to open the sixth seal mystery. He did that. Revelation 3:14, the seventh angel to Laodicea. It's all, then he did that. He was ready to introduce Messiah. But Messiah had to be veiled in him. And he told you on June 14, 64, come to the unveiling. All the mystery would be revealed in that Elijah. Inside. Yes, sir. The seventh seal was opened, the seventh angel was opened, the sixth seal mystery. It's all gathered up in the Son of Man. Now watch, his fullness of time has come to the fullness of his word to manifest the fullness of his body. That's the word. Now watch, here we go. That's the spoken word, which is the Bible. That's the spoken word made manifest by the word. Who's the word? St. Luke 17:30. So he's in the prophet. Takes his word. He's in the prophet. And he reveals the hidden mysteries. He knows his own word from Genesis all the way through Revelation. Amen. That's the spoken word, the Bible, made manifest by the word, St. Luke 17:30, reveal the word, Malachi 4's message, the revealed word. And we have it. Hallelujah. Is that your Christmas gift? Amen. Well, you're doing good now. Amen. You may be seated. For the seventh angel was to open the sixth seal mystery. I'm doing this for the Spanish so that our brothers up here can translate it easier this way. The seventh seal, Son of Man, reveals the seven thunders, which reveals the hidden mysteries of Revelation 10, verse 3 and 4. And the revealing of the hidden mysteries is the opening of the word. The mysteries revealed. That's the spoken word made manifest by the word, reveal the word. And the revealed word is Malachi 4's message of Revelation 10, 1 through 7. The hidden mysteries opens the promised land. Praise God. Don't you understand? The Holy Spirit was bound at the river Euphrates. I mean, because he's a false-known angel. It was bound at the river Euphrates. And the Holy Spirit is to be loose in the last stage. And is loose through the Son of Man as promises. So I stood here. God said so. God said so. Jacob, grace. Joseph, perfection. God said so. It's mine. Amen. Is it yours? Well, then say so. Amen. Amen, Pennsylvania. You got it? Amen that. Yes, sir. Amen. Glory. Thank you, Lord. The opening of the word. The hidden mysteries. They be seated. Opens the promised land of Bible promises. Sealed since the foundation of the world. Which is the land of the Holy Ghost promises. Amen. The Son of Man. Malachi 4 also promised that there would be dynamics that come into our mechanics. And here was 39 years of the word, the word, the word, the word. Could it be 2005? The 40th year would be another year of Jubilee? Amen, because it must come to the word first. He told the widow woman, bake me a cake first, and the signs will follow. So it had to be 39 years of the word, the word, the word, the word, the word. Thank God in New York is a revelation, 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 revelation. Amen. So in 1974, you may be seated, I started to preach Seven Thunder promises from the new land. Amen, the Son of Man. The world is falling apart again. Shreveport 63, page 27. Here's why I did it. We like Abraham. Abraham received the word. Anything contrary to the word, he called it as it wasn't. And any true born child of God receives God's word. Excuse me. And I don't care what anybody says or what system speaks against that word. The word is true anyhow. Now here we go. God's obligated to meet you on the basis of them promises. Watch. Outside of them promises, he cannot meet you because you done cut yourself off from him. And he is the word. Well, like a young man, because he had his fiance, whatever, he said, I promise to give you this ring. And then all of a sudden she gets another idea. He said, I didn't say that. I said, the ring. I thought you said a car. He said, no, I said a ring. Got it? In other words, he said that there'd be a fivefold ministry. And they say there is no more ministers. He didn't say that. He said a fivefold ministry. They say when you believe the message because you got the Holy Ghost. He didn't say that. It's by one spirit we all baptized into one body. And a lick of fire comes in there. They say believing the Holy Ghost is receiving the word. They changed it to receiving, believing. But meanwhile, he said by one spirit, he said, because you're baptized into the body. And he proved it by Noah's baptism of the earth in water, Christ's blood sanctifying the earth, and a holy fire. And he claims our earth the same way. Water, blood, spirit. But they change it. So he said, I'm going to give you a ring. Well, I thought it was a car. I thought it was a house. No, I didn't say that. I said a ring. Oh, Brother Coleman, that's why it's so messed up today. Yes, because they're not staying with the word. You may be seated. God's obligated to meet you on the basis of them promises. Outside of them promises, he can't meet you because you done cut yourself off from him. That's the reason our world is falling apart. In closing, we might say, anything that's contrary to it is though it wasn't. So all these things they're saying is not. It's not even near. It's a lying vanity. Such a man-made system. We never look at that. No, sir. Being then baptized into this kingdom, we're now sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh my, with our anointed king with us, feasting on the kingdom promise word, anointed and vindicated right among us. And there it is, his kingdom promise made right before us. Nothing can harm you from it. No, sir. So, amen. There we are. So God's obligated to meet you on the basis of them promises. Outside of those promises, he cannot meet you because you done cut yourself off from him. In 1975, I preached a message titled Seven Little Voices in February in Beaumont, and then to July in Fort Wayne. And then I went to Puerto Rico, South America, and also Trinidad, and I preached to Seven Little Voices. Then in May 1976, went up to Montreal, Canada, and preached it up there. And so, therefore, February 28th, he said, Seven Little Voices. So I thought maybe I would be healed in May and preach in May this year. So then I said, well, Lord, I'll change that to the manifestation of the seven little voices is that angel, that voice angel of Revelation 10, 8 through 11. He said, no, don't change that to that. He said, swing it back to the vindication of the seven little voices. I said, oh, okay. He said, no, don't add nothing to it. What I gave you was the word. Inspiration. So therefore, I am going to vindicate the seven little voices by the manifestation of the seven little voices. Amen. So the word lived, maybe seated, was not used as a description. Number one, it was used rather as an action lived by you, not describing something, but action lived by you, and through you by seven living voices. And this is the thunder that will shake Satan's kingdom when it begins to live. And we're right there now. As the seven messages had to be a living messengers, had to be a living voice to speak the Logos. Because the Logos is a word uttered by a living voice. According to the statue of a perfect man, this bride must also have an action lived by you and through you by seven living voices, which is the thunder that will shake Satan's kingdom. Now we're going to find out all these who these sevens are. Question, what are the manifestations, plural, of the seven spirits of Elohim? Revelation 5, verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth to all the earth. Oh, we see that the seven horns and the seven eyes was the seven spirits of God that went throughout the entire earth. What are the manifestations of the seven spirits of Elohim, before the beginning, in the beginning, from the beginning? Well, Spirit God, supernatural spirit, Elohim, self-existent one, attribute, eternal one, great, fountain of love, seven rainbows, the mind, seven spirits of Elohim. Okay, the reflection of the perfection. Now, Revelation of Jesus Christ series, page 620. Paragraph 195, there's your seven-colored rainbow. He was bruised for our iniquity. the chastisement of our peace upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. God cut him, bruised him, mashed him, cut him, that he might reflect through his dying wounds forgiveness of sins, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, gentleness. The seven spirits of God are the seven fruits of the Spirit that would reflect back in his people. Did you get that? Seven fruits of his Spirit. And the Spirit of Christ on your pyramid, under the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of Christ was into each age to manifest a virtue, a fruit. Got it? So the seven spirits of God are the seven fruits of the Spirit that would reflect back in his people. And these seven things are to reflect back through us. Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, and brotherly kindness. He was bruised, shaped, and formed that the light of God shining through the one man's body might redeem the whole world. I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw them in unto me. Watch those rainbow colors as they reflect. Page 626. John, where's John standing at the court? Let's just read a little farther here so you get the picture. And out of the throne proceeded lightning, thunders, voices. And now I just, because of my scripture there, Revelation 4, verse 1 through 5. And there were seven lamps of fire. Wait till we get to that. Burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God, reflecting the light of God into the church, right straight from the throne of God. Not through a seminary, not through some bishop, but from the throne of God. Now watch, by a revelation of the power of his resurrection, making him the same yesterday, today, and forever. Them seven stars standing there reflecting that light, the Shekinah light from the Shekinah glory, from the holies of holy, seven lamps on fire, sitting on top of these candlesticks, reflecting his light, his colors of his power, of his resurrection, right into the church. Amen. You're going to find out when this starts, you know where it comes from. The Revelation series, page 666. Now he picks it up here. The voice of the throne. Notice in this throne, before the throne were seven stars, the voice of the stars, voices. You see, there was more in Revelation 4 or 5, we find out. Out of the throne proceeded lightning, thunders, voices. Not one voice, voices plural. What was it? God speaking to the church, reflecting himself through the seven spirits. When the true anointed of God speaks, it's the voice of God. To reject it is to remove the candlestick. Well, how can somebody come in here all these years and reject it and then go somewhere else here in the city? There's no candlestick there. They just walked away from it. Amen. Voices. The voice of the seven church ages over here in the corner. The voices speaking with thunder and lightning. Page 668. Now voices. The voices of the seven trumpets. It was voices of the seven stars. Seven messengers. Now watch. And seven lamps before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Seven lamps. Let's draw a little bit here on the throne, the holy place, the congregation. Right here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Seven stars, seven lamps, seven messengers, seven spirits, not altogether meaning God is in seven spirits, but seven manifestations of the same Holy Spirit. On the top on your pyramid is the Holy Spirit. Then the Spirit of Christ went into faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, seven manifestations of the one Holy Spirit. And the prophet comes up with a message to gather it all up into the Holy Spirit, which is the Son of Man, the Word. This is your Christmas message. Amen. Page 668, the voices of the seven trumpets, there were seven, down here, I see. right here was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stars, 7 lamps, 7 messengers, 7 spirits, not altogether meaning that God is in 7 spirits, but 7 manifestations of the same Holy Spirit. Same one. Where's the Holy Spirit? Here at the throne, shining out in each church age and reflecting on each age a spirit, 7 spirits. This church age is reflecting back this way the voices of God, Jesus Christ, same yesterday, today, and forever. There was voices and 7 lamps on fire, 7 spirits, which are the 7 spirits of God. Page 672, thrones, lightnings, what? 7 lamps or lamps or 7 stars called 7 spirits. The stars are the 7 spirits, meaning 7 manifestations of the Holy Spirit of the 7 church ages, the 7 seats of mercy for the people. Here they are, 7 seats of mercy, 7 seats, 7 church ages, 7 churches, 7 stars, 7 manifestations, 7 spirits, 7 lamps. Oh, how God is perfect. Therefore, we are imperfect, but he said, be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. How can we be, through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, to forget our own selves and just live in him? There you are, how precious it is. Well, well, well. Revelation 4, this is all about Revelation 4. Verse 1 through 5, the throne. So we got it now. 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God, reflecting the light of God into the church right straight from the throne of God. Each age can write from the throne. From the throne of God by a revelation of the power of his resurrection, making him Hebrews 13:8. 7 stars standing there reflecting the light. 7 lamps on fire sitting on top of those candlesticks, reflecting his light, his colors, of his power, of his resurrection right into the church. What is the, I'd like to add right here, what is the formula of rain? Discernment of spirit. The formula of rain together, the Holy Spirit is the formula of rain, made manifest by the power and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, what was it he said? Plural voices. God speaking to the church, reflecting himself through the 7 spirits. The voices speaking with thunder and lightning. A living voice must speak the logos. So when the Holy Spirit struck Paul and Arenius and Martin, they were living. Then they could speak for their age the logos. Amen, Gabriel. You got to live. Can't be a dead voice that don't even know anything about anything. Got to be on fire. Amen. Preach that word. Church, are you getting anything? Okay. I know it's a teaching, but I got to get this off here to you. Amen. Yes. So now, a living voice must speak the logos. It says the logos is a word uttered by a living voice. See, it's an action lived by you, through you, by 7 living voices. This is the thunder that will shake Satan's kingdom. So, page 668, voices of the 7 trumpets, 7 stars, 7 messengers, 7 lamps, 7 spirits. Not altogether meaning that God's in 7 spirits, but 7 manifestations of the same Holy Spirit. 7 stars called 7 spirits, meaning 7 manifestations of the Holy Spirit of the 7 church ages, the 7 seats of mercy for the people. I'm just hitting that back and forth for you. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. How does this perfection come? Now we're coming into Joseph's perfection. So you got to know this. How does perfection come? By the 7 spirits of Elohim, forming the word image in you from 2 Peter 1, 4 through 7. I always thought, Lord, the dynamics have come dynamics and mechanics, but how will I be perfect? Because the dynamics poured out on Pentecostals, and they didn't come to perfection because they had gifts. So then when I got the revelation and understood that Elohim was seven spirits with seven rainbows, then I could understand how he told me in 64, Jacob graced Joseph perfection. And 40 years later, now, here comes the manifestation of the rainbow coat. To make you perfect. How does this perfection come? By the seven spirits of Elohim forming the word image in you of 2 Peter 1, 4 through 7. So the seven spirits of Elohim, you getting it? They will form the word image because Brother Branham's message, he takes all together and pulls it into himself and brings a perfection message. Which is right in line with what he revealed to me in 64. Amen. Joseph perfection. Amen. So we see there's not seven spirits, but seven manifestations of the one Holy Spirit into the seven church ages. What are the seven spirits of Elohim? Seven manifestations of the one Holy Spirit. So now, page 783. Revelation of Jesus Christ series. Now watch. There's seven seals, seven stages in this great plan of redemption. There are seven what? Seven seals of redemption, seven spirits of God. We find that if you want to see it, it says seven spirits. And he goes on down and he says on paragraph 203, what is those seven spirits? Them seven messengers. Oh, now we see the seven spirits of seven men. There's St. Columba, Renius, Wesley, Luther, and so forth. See, the seven spirits, which are seven men, seven angels, which are seven messengers. Paragraph 204, seven seals, seven spirits, seven angels, seven horns, seven churches, seven sevens. There's five sevens, which is seven is perfection. Five is grace. God's grace to his seven church ages, his seven messenger men, his seven spirits of God, the seven plan seals of redemption. We're in it right now. The seven horns mean seven ages. So you mean to tell me that all the eyes, lamps, spirits, all the same? It's the Holy Spirit. Well, praise God. So now you understand what September 20th meant to me by my revelation to understand all this. I don't know how any minister can really understand the seven seals if you don't study the Revelation series. That's where I got it all from. I studied for years before I even heard the thunders. I studied the Revelation series. And that's why... September 20th, just to put this on tape, Friday, September 20th, 74, the following inspiration was given to me between 10:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. The seven thunders are the seven voices of the seven church ages, which are seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit. See what I was saying here? Into the church as faith, a lived voice, virtue, a lived voice, knowledge, a lived voice, temperance, a lived voice, patience, a lived voice, godliness, a lived voice, brotherly kindness, lived voices. Seven voices to build a perfect church to be capped off with the capstone. He builds his individuals the same way. These voices shook the kingdom of the devil in each age. It's the lived voice that is the thunder that shakes the devil's kingdom. The bride, each age bride, lived the word, voice, virtue for her age. And we got to live all seven for this age. Malachi 4 restored back to the church seven voices for the bride to live and manifest brotherly kindness as her virtue of her age. Therefore, when charity falls, The bride will manifest not one virtue, but she will actually manifest seven voices as thunder to shake the devil's kingdom. The seven earthly angels spoke on earth. The word bride body on earth utters seven thunders, voices, watch I put here, with the word opened. So therefore, back in 74, I knew the word had to be opened. And I didn't understand the whole thing yet, but inspiration put it there. Now it's here, it's open. The seventh angel goes forth after the seven seals open with the seven last mystery thunders, voice of God to restore back the faith to the remnant. The word that was in the early church as one voice of God is spaced out over seven church ages as seven manifestations of the same Holy Spirit that was in the early church. The seventh angel brings back these seven manifestations with a message to the last day bride. She receives the word message as a seven-part voice of God. Watch, it wakes her up, revival for her. The seven thunders uttered out in the bride, seven steps added back because she's one with the original voice. Then the seven voices go forth as one voice of the resurrection. Each word virtue lived as the voice of God for its day and age. The bride tree fully restored shall live again with all seven manifestation of the Holy Spirit in her with signs, wonders, and miracles. The word, seven parts, is now born into manifestation in your midst, allowing the Spirit to confirm that you are preaching the word. Hebrews 2:4, God also bearing the witness both with signs and wonders, with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. I'm so glad to be associated with a people like you, watch, who not only believe he's the same yesterday, but and today. You believe he is today and tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. All good. I'm almost finished. Okay. So now, September 20, 1974, the seven thunders are the seven voices of the seven church ages. Now watch. You could also say it this way. Maybe they don't like my revelation of it. That's fine with me. No problem. I have no problem with that. So if you want to say it a different way, you could say it this way. The seven messengers calling the seven church ages is the seven thunders. How about that? Huh? Now if you don't like it that way, here's another way. The seven thunders are the seven church angels' messages. It all means the same. The seven thunders are the seven voices of the seven church angels. So you don't want to take the way I say it the other way. Fine. Amen. Now watch. Okay, maybe seated. The seven thunders. The Lord spoke to me in 74 and told me the seven thunders, inspiration, the seven thunders is a revelation of which seeds to sow for the bride's seven thunder revival. Amen. And that revelation, the thunders had it. And what the seeds were in Revelation 10, verse 3 and 4, the hidden mysteries. Amen. The things that he said, seal it up. And that was a revelation of them hidden mysteries. And they are the seeds to sow for your revival. Now you understand the last 30 years, I sowed those seeds from the hidden mysteries. Amen. September 20th, 1981. Amen, Pennsylvania. Okay. Are you right with it? Fine. September 20th, 1981. Inspiration struck me on the very day, 7 years later. And you understand my inspiration. It was Leviticus 25. And it said, when you come into the land, you shall sow the land for 6 years. And I didn't catch that right away. I was wondering what that meant. In verse 20, 21, 22, in the 6 year would be a commanded blessing, which would last for 3 years. So God would bless the land so much because of the increase of it that you would have enough food for the 7th year, 8th year, and 9th year. Did this happen, Brother Coleman? Yes, it did. When? I sowed the seed when we came into the land by revelation of Son of Man with the thunders. It started in 75, 76, 77, 78, 9, 80 with 6 years. And I sowed the seed in the land, Son of Man, for 6 years. What happened in the 7th year? Well, I was up on the Mount Tremblant. He said, turn the cloud. So I turned it to New York, Baltimore, France, and South Africa. Turned the cloud from the teachings of 6 years to Christ, the dynamics to the mechanics. And what happened, Brother Coleman? Came back to New York, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. The dynamics poured out. I didn't do anything. The 7th year, you're supposed to rest. And the Holy Spirit pours out in the 7th year. Did it happen? Sure did. You got the books, you got the tapes. Oh, Brother Coleman, now I get it. That's Elohim inspiration. Yes. And God hid it away. Then it went into 82. When you get to, you maybe see that when you hit the 8th year, then you have to sow the seed again. And that was done down in Puerto Rico, the tent, the whole thing, right on around through 82. And then it finished up and we hit into spring, into the inkhorn ride, the seal of God, new birth. And there it was. There was the 9th year the harvest come in. So from 75 to 83 was 9 years. And that was the inspiration he gave me in 1968. It's already happened. And you are the recipients of it. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. Now, on September 20, 1981, the Holy Spirit spoke the following words to me. The seventh thunder mysteries comes to the bride as the revealed word, a seed that will bring forth the miracle. Well, I told you, I told you that's why I read about he's preaching the seed. But I hope these men can pick it up and make more sense to it and bring it to life. You be the judge. Amen. So then, a seed that would bring forth the miracle. September 20, 1981, the revelation of Elohim, the dynamics. On the message, in the beginning was the word. The revelation, this is what I wrote that early that morning, the revelation of the seven spirits of Elohim being the attributes of God as a thought, great supernatural God, is the revelation of the dynamics to confirm the mechanics. And God brought these tapes back in 2004 to confirm the mechanics. So what happened in 1981, 82? The Holy Spirit dropped down as charity, a special anointing to confirm the seventh thunder revelation only for a sign, because many walked away anyway. And he brought it back, you see, in 2004. And why did he do that? Because that had to be there as like a transition. Here you're on the second, and you keep walking. All of a sudden you hit Elohim. Now you're in transition. And there's the special anointing on the tapes. Then you get used to feeling that, and the revelation's pouring out. And all of a sudden, you come down to the manifestation of the seven little voices. The next thing you know, the Holy Spirit is here. Same anointing. And you're already in it. Amen. Then in February 2004, the Holy Spirit had me go to the basement and pull out the 81-82 tapes to give faith to New York and PA and our friends before the beginning, in the beginning, from the beginning, to give us a revelation of the mystery of God at the finishing of the seventh seal. The mystery of God should be finished, to know who God is, what He is, how He lives, His nature, His being. And a threefold revelation from the Elohim inspiration to know who God is, to know who you are, to know who Satan is. So now we know that the seventh under inspiration was confirmed by the Elohim inspiration. I hope it's been confirmed in New York. Then that means that seven live voices for the past 30 years can now be manifested. Because it's matured. Boy, you know, it's something. They don't say nothing, you know. I mean, is it matured? Well, say so. I'm saying it, but you don't say anything back. So I don't know whether you understand it or not. Because Elohim is here to confirm the mechanics by Elohim returning in the time of life as dynamics to the mechanics. The manifestation of the seven live voices, the reflection of the seven spirits of Elohim as seven voices in the Omega Bride. And the reflection will be the perfection. Now, Brother Como, are you a prophet? No, I'm not a prophet, no. I'm your brother. Amen. Why are we not a denomination? Man, the ears perked up on that one. Man, I felt the antennas go up. Amen. They shut up high. Now, see, they'll get all annoying on that one. But I'm laying all this out here. They don't say nothing. Mind blowing, huh? Why are we not a denomination? Jeffersonville, 1958. Revelation 13:8. Here's the mind that has wisdom. Page 13. How many knows that wisdom is one of the gifts of the Spirit? See? Okay. Here's the mind that has wisdom. Now you stop. Find that all through these church ages, pulling out the Holy Spirit, speaking out how those gifts would be working in the last days. We got gifts of healing, working is going good. But brother, there's other gifts. That's just one of them. That's just a little minor thing. Why, here's a far greater gift right here, which would be the best, the gift of the Holy Ghost of wisdom to put the Word of God together and to show the church where we're standing than just to get somebody healed. Do you understand this here? Wisdom has put the Word of God together, finishing off this morning. You get it? Then the healing start. Amen? We all want to be well, but I'd rather have my soul well than my body well anytime. And you can be healed today, you may be seated, and if you don't have faith, you'll lose your healing. It'll go away. Brother Bram said so. Oh my, hear the Holy Spirit speaking through John of Patmos. Here's to wisdom. Let him listen to this. Now we got a picture drawn here. Okay, now what have you been doing, Brother Coleman? Well, here's what I've been doing. Page 33. Now, the Bible did say your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Now, what does the word prophecy mean? Look it up. It's to tell something under inspiration or foretell something. It's a compound word. Page 34. Now, then the circumcision of the Old Testament was in the flesh, but in this New Testament, Joel said, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Now the word prophesy does not mean to teach. The prophecy means to either tell an experience on the inspiration or foretell something that's fixing to take place. Now watch. Should this happen 2 or 3 times or then you could be okay? Then no. It's got to say the same thing all the time or it isn't the Word of God. We mean for 40 years you had to say the same thing? Yeah. Or it would not be the Word of God. You wouldn't even be sitting here. Your sons, your daughters shall prophesy. It means that they shall either foretell or testify. Now you look that up and you get the Bible dictionary and see if that isn't right. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Oh, so then you don't have to be a prophet. No. You've got to have wisdom to put the Word of God together. Show you where you're at. And then all the things that he's spoken to me, well, that is an experience that I had under inspiration. So therefore, I testified to you about that. I testify that the Holy Spirit told me, Jacob grace, Joseph affection. I testified to you that the shout of the king is in the camp. I testified about brotherly kindness, forgiveness, the 7 thunders, and all the rest of these. I testified of an experience told to me under inspiration. You got it now? I testified brotherly love, brotherly kindness. I testify holy decency, prophecy, and rebuking spirits in 7 thunder blood. I testify place in Christ, adoption time. That's my testimony. Oh, who do you say this is? My. Well, I'm almost finished. Praise God, I did pretty good here. My. You may be seated. I guess the minds are totally blown out, huh? September 20, 1981, I also on that morning said, Lord, how do I preach the Lamb's Book of Redemption? He told me it's in 2 parts, Elohim and Logos. I said, oh, now how do we become a lived voice? The 7 thunder revelation is a revelation of life. Your life in the Lamb's Book of Redemption. And the life is your name. Not Laodicean church life. Word life. Word life from 2 Peter 1:4-7. Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, 7 living voices. That's your life. That's your name. That's your spirit. Okay. Just about finished. A few more minutes. Do you have a few more minutes? Okay. Said you have a perfect man. Maybe seated. Page 47. You remember the bright tree? You remember the sermon on the bright tree? They eat it down, but he pruned it. Denominational branches, he pruned it off. They raise up another church, denominational branches, he pruned it off. But the heart of that tree kept growing in the evening time, it shall be light. See, that's when comes Christ, the Holy Spirit. Jesus comes down and sets himself at the head of the church, which is Son of Man. And he will resurrect this church being his own body. And there's the body and the way God expected us as an individual to grow. The way he brought his church in to grow. Every church age becomes one big church. See, these fellows wasn't required. He's talking about the church ages. What these fellows was. This wasn't required what this was. But see, he brought his church up the same way. His church up the same way he's bringing his people up. Then Peter here says 7 things. Faith, virtue, coming up, knowledge, temperance, patience, godly, brotherly love, brotherly kindness, and then the love of God, the Holy Ghost. Christ, now here we are, in the person of the Holy Spirit comes upon you in the true baptism of the Holy Ghost. and you got all these virtues sealed in you, then God lives in a tabernacle called the building, the living tabernacle of the living God's dwelling place. When a man possesses these kind of things, then the Holy Ghost comes upon him. No matter, you might speak with tongues, you might impersonate any gift that God's got, you might do that, but until these virtues here go into you, you're still off the real, true foundation of faith. But when these virtues grow in, as you added that to that, then you're a living monument, you're a living, moving idol. In other words, I told you what I had to go through as a sign from 1966 to 1974, 9 years through there, and the 10th year from 64. And there, these virtues was birthed in me. I didn't know it, but they were being birthed. He didn't tell me until I come back from Canada in 74 in July. I sit in the chair, tired, worn. I said, Lord, where'd I go now after Georgia? And he says, charity, the bond of perfectness. So I preached that message in July 74. And then he says, these virtues was birthed in you. And he told me. So I was totally blown away. You see? So then came the revelation to go down to St. Thomas, go to the angel, and that experience there paved the way for the revelation of the seven thunders. Then I thought, well, this is my church. No. He said, you have to go out. And he said, you have to go out. I said, well, how am I going out there? With everybody out there. He said, just call them builders, caretakers, and dignitaries. Amen. And preach the word. That's what I did. Amen. And then I had to go 75 to 80, 6 years sowing these things. Amen. I did that. And then the Lord gave a rest, Elohim. Inspiration, 82, 83, the Holy Spirit poured out. Then forming of the word image, and there entered into place of triumph. You heard me kept telling you about the part A, kept looking forward to it. How could it be any worse than this? December 31st, 2003, he revealed to me I had already been in it for 20 years. And then I didn't know that I had to go another year. And it was 21 years. And then when he told me, he said, now you're finished. So go in there and bring this inspiration. And I want to close off the second phase. That's what I'm doing. So when it begins to come forth, you say, where's that guy doing all the hollering? Oh, he gave that message already for 21 years. Oh, it'd be so humble and simple. Amen. And if you don't have the token to examine it, you won't know what it is. Amen. I thought you were supposed to do this or that. Well, they thought the same thing about Brother Brandon. Amen. Jeffersonville, Tucson, they thought the same thing. And they didn't see what they thought they were supposed to see. Amen. Meanwhile, what they saw was what God said. So now you got it now? So it had to be birthed. Tested, then had to be proven the last 21 years to be in there by all kind of tests, trials, everything else. That's what I've been through. Maybe seated. So therefore, 3-in-1. Now you get 3-in-1. Now I'm no more a sign because I've been through that. And thank God he told me, he said, you're just on the third phase. And whoever comes to maturity first, they will be adopted. So we're all at the starting point as of today. That's right. Just kind of talking to you by the wayside. Amen. So we're all here together now. And I finished all my signs. You see, you're on the third phase. So there's no part A, no part B, third phase. Place in Christ, adoption time. Amen. Go to the angel of the Lord, because he wants to put a lick of fire in there. Amen. So we got it. Birth, testing, and then proving that it's in there before he can come upon you He cannot unless he see it there. And that's got to be through the place of trying. And then when that happens, hey, you may be seated. He says, when that happens, when they grow in there, you add it to that, you're living monument, you're living moving idol. But when we, not in an imaginary way, but prostrate ourselves before a living God, a living virtue, a living knowledge, page 48, a living patience, a living godliness, a living power, coming by the living God, makes a living man a living image, the statue of God. What's he doing? The same things that Jesus did, walking the same way he walked, doing the same things he did, because it's not an imaginary thing. There's a reality that proves it. See what I mean? These building materials, he goes on. Now, that is the house that God dwells in. Not a building with a big bell on top of it, a high steeple, a body that Baal has prepared me, a body that God can dwell in, God can walk in, God can see in, 16 elements, God can talk in, God can work in, live an instrumentality of God. God walking on 2 feet in you. The footsteps of the righteous is order to God. God walking in you. For your written epistles read of all men. And if the life that's in Christ be in you, you'll bear the life that Christ bore. Well, praise God. There we are, friends. A living power coming by the living God. Elohim, seven spirits reflecting as seven living voices in the bride, a word uttered by seven voices. So now we got it, closing out now. The manifestation of the seven living voices and action live by you and through you. Now when the Holy Spirit is already here, November 6th, November 7th, November 21st, he told you how it would come. There's my spirit flowing freely, which would mean in adoption time, you have to be adopted to see his spirit flowing freely. So somebody in here has got to be adopted, then the spirit will flow freely. With many manifestations. And then also Brother Robledo preached December 5th, and you saw the power that would be in preaching the word. And took me out of prison. Amen. Do you understand? He told me that I was coming out of the prison of afflictions and sickness. Amen. Told him to salute the ministry. And he hid it, Joseph's perfection and so forth. Did you hear what he said? That because Joseph was in prison to their ideas. Amen. What they think you should do and who, what they think and do this and do that, then they will approve of you. That's the prison that I've been in for 40 years. Or they walk away. And you know who walked away? Because they put me in prison. Well, he said, I'm coming out of there. With a rainbow coat. I'm not in their prison. Uh-uh, you ain't prison me in there. Maybe seated. Maybe seated. So you got it now. Amen. Praise God. God be praised. God be praised. So now when the Holy Spirit falls, you understand what it's for and what you are to do. And it's for an action lived by you and not and through you by seven living voices. And that'll be the fundamental shake Satan's kingdom. A living voice must speak the logos. The logos is a word uttered by a living voice. Just bringing it back. Maybe seated. In the bride age, we have seven spirits of Elohim to manifest seven manifestations of the one Holy Spirit as seven rainbows of perfection, even Joseph's seven-color rainbow coat. It's all nailed down, which will cap off my inspiration of November 10, 64, the revelation of Joseph's perfection, a seed that was expressed in the first appearing, the shout of the coming of the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, Jesus does all three. Shout, voice, trump. Is this the time for Michael to come forth according to Revelation 22:17? The spirit Michael and the bride say, come. Elohim's seven spirits was made up of God was perfection. So now we're going to come back. I'm almost finished. About another 10 minutes. Question and answer on Hebrews, page 432. But eternal life has no end because it never had no beginning. It can never die because it never was born. It had no beginning of days. It has no ending of time. And the only way that we can live eternally is through receiving something that is eternal. And God was before there was anything. It was God. God never had a beginning or an end. And neither did you. And God was His great spirit. We picture Him like the seven colors of the rainbow that covers the bowl. Would actually cover the earth if it didn't strike the earth. It's just a water in a circle of the curvature of the earth what makes it. But now as God is eternal, He was the perfect love, perfect peace, perfect joy, perfect satisfaction. All those seven spirits, as we get in Revelation, they come out, was made up God, was perfection. Everything else outside of that has something that's been perverted from that. Now, the only way, and we all want to go back, right? The only way that we can come back to perfection is to come back with that perfection, which is God. And that's the great revelation of Elohim being seven spirits to bring us back to perfection. Do you see what it is now? Or is it there's no way back? But the revelation that Elohim is seven spirits, seven rainbows, and that'll form you into the word image. And you can't get nobody to understand that. They just look at you, you know. Now we have to come to perfection to bring up Brother Branham and all the rest of the bride. So whether anybody here don't want to or whatever it is, I know I'm coming to perfection. Right here in New York. That's right. Without end, without anything, it's just forever eternal life. Page 504, there's seven steps that goes to God for the seven spirits as it comes down. Came down seven steps. All right, if you go on the altar of God, they were crying, how long can we go back? They're down there, and they're waiting over there for us. So then in these seven steps, as seven spirits, seven living voices, will take us back. Oh, my, who do you say this is? My. So then that'll bring down the capstone to take the predestinated bride back up the seven steps into heaven. What promise do we have for the manifestation of Revelation 22:17? This is my last scripture. The bride, spirit and the bride say, come. I've been through this many times, but put it on the tape and it's finished. Christ revealing His own word. Now He says, now, page 19, 20. Now He's in the eyes, prophetic, of Malachi 4 and so forth. Now there's nothing left, there's nothing else left for it to come, but for Him Himself to step into that. Because that's the last thing there is. The next is the intelligence, and we have no intelligence of our own. It's His, you see. Then on page 39, the light. You can't see with your hands, yet it's part of the body. You can't see with the ears, yet you can hear. You can't see with the nose, it smells. You can't see with the lips, though it speaks. That was the Pentecostal age. But now is in the eye time, the seeing, prophetic, Malachi 4:6. Now there isn't one moving faculty beyond the eye. Is that right? The next is the intelligence, which is Christ Himself, who controls the whole body. No moving motion beyond that. Everything else has moved. And that's where we are today. There's nothing else to move except the intelligence. And this message is setting you up for the intelligence, which is the dynamics. Now, will that be Michael, the voice of the archangel, in the appearing of the second part of the coming of the Lord to bring on the manifestation of the seven living voices? Will it be Michael? Who is the voice of the archangel? Well, let's find out. page 577, the Revelation of Jesus Christ series. I'll just skip through there, put it down. That voice, speak about the voice of God, was the voice of Christ. Is that right? The voice of Christ. Then he comes, also the same voice that summoned John to come up is the same voice that summoned dead Lazarus out of the grave, the same voice of the archangel. Christ is the voice of the archangel, voice of archangel. So all I'm doing is rightly dividing the word and connecting it from the from 1 Thessalonians 4:16, when I saw shout the voice of the archangel, then I just connected it from the quotes and so forth, inspiration. So therefore, I put it into Revelation 22:17. That is the Spirit of Christ. In other words, the Spirit is Christ. Revelation 22:17. And the voice of the archangel is Christ. So it's Christ. It's not mysterious, strange, you know. So Christ is the voice of the archangel. Amen. Rapture tape. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Jesus does all three. The shout message. Malachi 4. Samuel 17:30. Revelation 10:1-7. The voice of the archangel is the next part. And Christ. Are you getting this now?
Amen.
I'm putting this a seed. The voice of the archangel from 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Now the shout was the appearing of Christ in William Branham, Son of Man, to reveal a message of hidden mysteries, which is the promised land. And we're supposed to take the land, the promises, like Joshua. Right? And sometimes when we have to, we can say, "Sun, stand still." Amen. So then the second part will be the appearing. Shout, appearing. Voice of the archangel, appearing. Trump of God, the actual coming. But he's trying to get you ready for the coming. Okay. Well, Brother Coleman, do you mean the voice of the archangel is Christ? He's the voice of the archangel in the bride as the intelligent, Revelation 22:17. Yes. You mean that Christ will be veiled in you? Yeah, that's right. Can you give me a quote for that, Brother Coleman? Sure can. The Unveiling of God, 1964, June 14, page 41. Ye are written epistles, read of all men. Translate that, turning around this way, just turning around. Your epistle that has been written, because you can't add nothing to it. That's read of all men, manifested word of God. In other words, and Peter and John, to show it, when they went up there, they perceived they were ignorant, unlearned. They had no education, but they had taken notes, they'd been with Jesus. They were ignorant, unlearned, but they were written epistles, read that they had been with Jesus, because Jesus was manifesting himself through them, Christ veil in their flesh, manifested, made alive like he was in Moses. So that was good enough for the Alpha, it's good enough for the Omega. Christ veil in your flesh. Believe it. Don't wonder about it. Believe it. Okay. Praise God. We're here. My. The spoke with the original seed, page 57. And Brother Coleman, what's it going to be here? Well, here's a promise here. All right. Here's what I'm trying to say, Brother Bram said. The law of reproduction brings forth of its kind. Genesis 1:11. These last days, this is you now. The true church bride comes through the headstone will be the super church, a super race. Of course it will be, because Christ, Michael, the archangel, will be in them. Huh? For when omnipotence speaks, the miraculous does take place. Come on now. Amen. As they near the great headstone, they would be so much like him, even they would be in his very image in order to be united with him. There's your seven spirits forming into the word image. They will be one. It will be the very manifestation of the word of the living God. Denomination can never produce this. They will produce their creeds and dogmas mixed with the word and bring a hybrid or product. Now he says here, what harmony, page 58, Jesus never did anything until seen in the Father, or the Father showed him first harmony between God and Christ, St. John 5:19. So will the bride, he shows her his word of life, he shows her, she receives it, she never doubts it. Nothing can harm her, not even death, for if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Now I got a big hallelujah. Here's the secret, and I just finished showing you the secret. The word is in the bride, logos, and the mind of Christ, Elohim, to know what he wants done with the word. And she does it in his name. She has, thus saith the Lord. That is the secret, logos and Elohim together. You got it? The word logos is in the bride, in the mind, Elohim, intelligence of Christ, to know what he wants done with the word, and she does it in his name. She has, thus saith the Lord. There's your Acts 5, 12 through 16, healing Peter's shadow, St. John 14, 12, St. Mark 16, bride in action as an adoptive spoken word bride, Revelation 22, 17, the spirit and the bride say, come. Christ, the voice of the archangel, veiled in her flesh. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16, three things, shout appearing, voice appearing, trump coming. Christ's ministry, Ephesians 4, 11 through 13, will bring the bride to perfection, a perfect man. Elohim, seven spirits, back into the bride will be the manifestation of the seven living voices, a reflection of the seven spirits of Elohim as seven living voices in Omega Bride. The reflection will be the perfection, even the ministry of the morning star, which is given to the overcomer on the third phase in their place of triumph. Overcome, then they are adopted and positionally placed. May the Lord richly bless you. I'm finished. Brother Belomo, musicians, praise God. Let's have a shout. Amen. Let's open up now. You heard the word. And let's put some water up on the word. Amen. So pray for me. I'm finished now. You tell me I have to do this here. And I can see that I could never be healed and then try to bring this. I have to bring this first and then be healed. And also I have a tape that Brother Norman took from reel to reel. The Morning Star in 1973. And my, I had a wonderful time with that tape. So just might, because it's a message for the whole entire third phase, everything. It's prophecy. It's prophetic from November 25th, 1973. So I believe it'll be a blessing to you. Amen. Until that time, I see you again. Pray for me. Amen. Appreciate you. May the Lord bless you, be with you. Praise God. Okay, church, God bless you.
And shame, oh, wonderful is my Redeemer, praise. Oh, my God is peace. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is. Let's just rejoice and thank the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord.
keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful. One more praise. Come on.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, never forsake me. Oh, now he will never forsake me. Hallelujah. Oh, he will never forsake me. Oh, he will never forsake me, because he first loved me. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Everybody singing, oh, how I love my Jesus. Everybody, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, because he first loved. Nothing. Hallelujah! And without him I surely fail. And without him I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, my Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, do you know him today? And please don't turn him away. Upon the Lord, hallelujah, shall renew their strength. Oh, they shall mount up with wings like an eagle. Teach me, Lord, teach me to wait. Oh, and they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Oh, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. teach me, Lord. Just teach me, Lord, to wait. And I will shout hallelujah. Just thank him one more time. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the message tonight, Lord. We are free tonight, Lord. People know who they are. They know Elohim has visited them in the time of life, Father God. Oh, Lord God. Lord God, it is finished, Father. The battle is over, Lord God. The revival is on. The revival is on, Lord God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And turn around and testify to somebody. Tell them how much you love them. Hallelujah. As we swing over. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful thing, a very wonderful thing, oh, to be free from sin and have Christ within, to be made a joint. Thank you.
one more time.